here, Daf Yud Dalet Amud Aleph in the middle, near the bottom, we have Yehuda Oimer, Roch Bo Afal Pi Shein Abriya. Reb Yehuda says in the Mishnah that the Kira has to be a Tefach wide, but it doesn't have to be strong. Even though it can't hold up a brick, still it's kosher. So the Mara Masni Law, Reb Yehuda learned Lechia Bar Rav, Kain made the Rav, in front of Rav, he learned like this, Roch Bo, as long as it's wide a Tefach, the Kira on top, Afal Pi Shein Abriya. Even though it's not strong, like the Tanakhama says, the Kira has to have some strength to it that it can hold up a brick. He said, no, you don't have to be strong. Amalei, he answered him back, it's Nayil, you should learn like this. Rochba ubriya. No, it has to be wide, a tefach, and it also has to have some strength to it that it can hold up a brick. Aibu Amar Rabbi Loi, Amar Rav, Rochba abo, Afal Pi Shein Abriya. Rav himself said that if the Kira is 4 tefachim wide, then it's kosher even though it's not strong. So chur the havamina is 4 tefachim and 1 tefach is the same thing. And the Gemara know, roch ba'aboshani, if the Kira is 4 tefachim wide, that's a bigger matter. Then it's kosher even though it's not strong. But Kozman's not 4 tefachim wide, it's just 1 tefach wide. Like the Kira has to be mikra din, we hold like a Tanakam, it has to have some strength to it also. It has to be strong enough to hold up a brick. Vaitahoiso Shokash. So the Mishnah says this Vaita of Yehuda Shita, that even though it's not strong enough to hold up a brick, still it's kosher. So it's made out of kash, it's made out of a straw, it's kosher according to Rabbi Yehuda. So the Moramai Kamashmun, what's the Chiddush? Rabbi Yehuda says it doesn't have to be strong. So Pshita out of kash, out of straw, it's kosher. So the Mara Kamash, my Kamash from the Arminim, Royan, that we say even though it's not strong, we look as if it's strong, like the Mishnah says in Loshen, we look as if it's made out of metal. For the Mara Hainuach, that's the first part of the Mishnah, that we say Royan according to Rabbi Yehuda. So the Mara Mao, the Taimu, the Mino Arminim, if the Kira is made out of wood, so even though this wood is very light, it's not strong, but since wood has, wood is strong enough to hold up a reyach, we look as if this simple wood is also strong. But you make it out of kash, out of a straw. That straw can never hold up bricks. So I would think you don't say royin, loyaminon, kamash melon. That even though the kur is made out of straw, that has no shaykhas of holding anything up, still it's kosher according to Rabbi Yehuda. Still we say royin. We look as if this kira, as if it's strong enough to hold up a brick. Baita akuma, let's say the kira is slanty, a brick that's slanty, all different types, you have like a picture 173, we have a kira that's slanty. So even though the way it is right now, the kira cannot hold up a brick, and according to Tanakama, a kira is only kosher if it could hold up a brick, still it's kosher. The Mishnah said, why? Because Ryan, we look as if it's straight up. You put the curve, not slanty, but make it look straight across. Akuma. So the Gemara Pshita, Avadi, you say it's kosher Akuma. The Gemara Kamash Malon Kid Reb Zera. And the Chiddush is like Reb Zera says. The Yomer Reb Zera, he betoich ha-movui v'yak mimiseho chutz l'movui. What's going to be if the Ika Kira is inside the Movi, no the Yakimimus, the crooked side, goes outside the Movi. Like in picture 183. It turns outside the Movi, the crooked part of it, 183. Hey, most of the Kira is on top of the Movi directly, just the Yakimimus, the crooked part, goes outside the Movi. Yeah, that's also kosher. We'll soon see what the shear is. Or else, he betoich esrim, v'yakimimiseho l'malam yesrim. The rove of the Kira is within 20 amis off the ground, just the Akmimus goes higher up, like a picture 184. It goes up like an archway, and the top part of the Kira is l'malam mechofama. We'll soon see when it's kosher. Or else, he l'malam me'asara, the Ika Kira is 10 tefachim off the ground, v'yakimimiseho l'mata me'asara. And the Akmimus goes downwards, comes downwards close to within 10 atfachim off the ground, which is possible. Is what the loch in these cases? Royin we see. Kol she'ilu yinotu lakmi maseho. If you take away this crooked part of the kira, that's like picture 183. The part that comes out, sticks outside the movi, let's cut it off. Let's look as if it's not there. Now v'ein bein zeh lezeh shloisha. Now between the part of the kira that's kosher and the other part, there's less than 3 tefachim in between. If there'll be less than 3 tefachim in between, then we cut it off, and we say love it as if it goes straight across and it'll be kosher. Ain't sarach lovi kira cheris. Then you don't have to have another kira. Oh, I did like a picture 184, where the kira goes above 20. If you'll cut off the top part that's above 20 and the two pieces won't be more than 3 tefachim apart, still would say lovid. And this roin, that's a chiddush. We said this type of roin also, as if we cut off the yakmimis and the rest is kosher, abida not more than 3 tefachim apart. The imlav, let's say they are more than 3 tefachim apart, after you cut off the crookedness, what's left over is more than 3 away, then it's possible. Then sarach lovi kaira cheris, you have to bring another kaira, because you can't say lovid, and they're not attached, it's not a good kaira. For the Gemara hanami pshita, avadis also posh, like why shouldn't you say lovid? And the Gemara he betoich mavui, v'yakmi meseh chutz l'mavi yitzrichlei. We need the chiddush like in picture 183, where the ikka mavi is going straight across on top of the mavi, the ikka kairam, but the crooked part is going outside the mavi. Now, even though the part that's going outside the mavi is less than 3 tefachim, so we'd say, look as if we cut it off, and we say, love it. Still, there's a chiddush there. I would think, mal de tamer, lechish, let's be afraid. Dilma osiliam shuchei basrei. But right now, the curry is sticking out. So if you're going to be matter right now, people will think you're allowed to walk outside the mavi, abi you're underneath the kaira, and outside the mavi is possum. Kamash one the chiddush, we don't make this gzeirum. That even though it looks as if the kaira is outside the mavi and underneath this krum part, you think you're allowed to carry. Kamash one, we're not afraid for that. That's the chiddush. Even in this case, though, we say roin. Right, the Mishnah says agula. Let's say the kaira is round, like a picture 172, around one. So chur, if it's round, the chur is a chsarin, that according to the Rabbanan, has to be able to be mekabel to receive a brick. And on top of a round piece of wood, you can't receive a brick. So also we say royin. We look as if we hollow it out, square it out. Agula royin oisik kilu him rubas. We look as if it's squared. For the Gemara sulamli, what's the chiddush? Like 50 you say royin. We square it out to look as if it could be mekabel, the brick. So the Gemara sefer itzvichlein. The end of the mission is the chiddush. I tell you the fact that you have to have, a kaira has to be a tefach wide. Now if you have a circle, how much does the circumference have to be in order to have the diameter to be a tefach? 3. If a round is 3 tefachim, then you should know the diameter is 1 tefach. Sefer itzvichlein. The kol sheyesh bekeifa gimel tefachim. If the circumference going around the circle is 3 tefachim, you should know then yesh by reichav tefach. Then the diameter is a tefach wide, and that's kosher for kaira. A kaira has to be at least a tefach wide. For the Gemara Menuhani Mili, how do we know this math? How do we know that if you have a circumference of 3 going around, the diameter is 1 tefach? Omer Reb Yechanan, Omer Omakro, we learn this out from a posik. It says, by Shlomo Melech, he made a yam, he made like a big tub of water. Is Vayas es hayam, he made a big yam, here it means a big gigas, a big barrel full of water. And Mutzak Esther Amo, it was 10 amos, Misvosai Yatzvosai. From what, in other words, the diameter of this wide barrel was 10 amos, like the picture 185. The diameter going straight across the Svosai was 10 amos across. Ogul, it was round. Sovid, it was all around. The Chomesh Piyama Kamosai, it was 5 amos tall. That was the height of this gigas. Now, the Kav Shleshim Piyama Yisavosai Sovid. If you want to know the circumference of this barrel, it was 30 yamas around. So you see klah here, that the circumference was 30 yamas around, and we're saying now, how much was the diameter? It was 10 yamas. So you see, for every 3 going around, the diameter is 1. It was 30 yamas around, therefore the diameter was 10 yamas straight across. So that's how we know, for 3 you get 1. For the Gemara v'ika svasoi, rakopon l'havamin is, you have the thickness of the walls of the gigas itself. So we're saying now the inside diameter was 10 amas from one end to the other side. And the habimeter is you measure going all the way around the gigas. So if you're going around the gigas, the kuri should have the thickness of the walls of the barrel itself. So if inside the barrel was 10 amas across, how could you say going outside around was 30? It should be more than 30, because you're including the thickness of the barrel itself. For the Gemara of Ikos Fossil, you have the thickness of the barrel itself. Omrapapa svosoi svas porach shushin. No, the top of the rim of the barrel, like in picture 187, the 186, the middle picture, it became slanty to a top. Like it looked like a porach, it looks like the inside of a rose. It became to a point. So there's no thickness at all to the rim of the barrel. Rapapa svosoi svas porach shushin. It came to a point, Rashi says, porach shushin, dark moid, it came very thin. Keperach shushan zu, like the leaf of a flower, of a rose. Yeah. Ksivbe. Porach shushan ksivbe, that's what the pasuk says. Tefsiv, the Pasuk says, we ovov tofach, there was thickness was a tefach, usvasai kemaisa kois parach shushan. But the rim of it was mamished very thin, like the leaf of a rose. Yeah. The Pasuk says, now apayin bas yochel. Now this gigas, this big barrel full of water that Shlomo Melech made, was able to hold 1,000 bas. That's what apayin, 2,000 bas. We'll soon see what a bas is. Yeah, for the Gemara, so this is the pasuk. Yeah, the Gemara later will explain what does it mean 2,000 bas. But our Kopan will bring in a raya that the rim came very thin on top. For the Gemara, still v'ika mashu. No matter how thin the top of the rim came, but there's still a mashu there. There's still a little bit more. So how do you have exactly 30 yamas going around, and the diameter inside is only 10? The Chura should have to go a little bit more around. And the Gemara poshut ki kachoshiv megaboy kachoshiv. We're changing our mind. When we say you go, the circumference around is 30 amas, not from the outside of the barrel, but from the inside of the barrel. If you measure the inside of the barrel all around, it's 30 amas. So it's a perfect thing. The inside of the diameter is 10 amas across, so it's very good. The circumference around is 30 amas, so you have every three around makes one across. So Agav Toysi has the kash here. It's mash from the Gemara's math is bediuk. That the Gemara has the kash is a little bit mashu more. And the Maisa doesn't stim with pi. Pi usually is 3.7. Like usually we have pi is a drop more. What? 3.14. So Toysi has the kash. If the Gemara is being mediuk, that's mash is very mediuk, it's not 100% bediuk. Let's tell you that Toysi by the kash. The kasha, deina cheshbe medugdug lefichach meyamidus. V'chach mi'amidus, it's a little bit more than just 3 to 1. Right. But the Morris Teretz is that we're counting the inside of the circumference, so it stems perfectly. Yeah. The Morris Tanya. Rabbi Chia. Yam she'osa Shlomo, this big gigas, this big barrel that Shlomo Melech made, is ho'yamachzik me'ya v'chamisha mikvotayra. It had enough, it could hold 150 mikvois, were able to fit inside this big yam that Shlomo Melech made. Like picture 188, turn over. That this is the big yam that Shlomo Melech made, this big gigas. And we'll soon see the measurements. It was able to fit 150 mikvois, the shurim. Each mikveh is 40, so there were 150 times that. Michti, fret the Gemara. Mikvah kam heavy. What's the shear of a kosher of a mikvah? Aboim so. You have to get 40 sor in there. How do we know it? Kiratani, the Pasuk says, Verochatz es besoroi. Or Verochatz bamayim. You have to wash yourself bamayim, in the water. Vidashim bamayim means bamei mikvah. You have to have kosher of mei mikvah water, not mayim shuvim. Drashi bamayim mashma mayim mechuborim yachtov. Water that's all together, that's called the mikvah. Pasuk says, "Varochat kol b'sorah b'mayim." What does kol b'sorah mean? Vidashin mayim shekol gufay oyla behem. Water, enough water that the whole body could get into this water. The kama, how much water do you have to have that the whole body could fit into it at one time? Hein amo alama b'roim shalosh amis. If it's an ama by an ama, the height of 3 amis, that's a shiur to have a kosher mikvah. The shiur chachomim may mikvah boim so. The chachomim shuts up that this equals to 40 so. 40 so water equals to a measurement, a place of 1 amma by 1 amma, 3 ammas high. Drashi v'kam hevelu lahanach, that's right. Now, so the Gemara. This is the sheer mikvah. Sheer mikvah has to be 1 by 1, 3 ammas high. Now, kam hevelu chomei shmeya gamidi. Now, the happy meaner is, it was 500 ammas. That's how you get this measurement of Shema Melech. Now the Havim Minah is like picture 191, it was a square. Now if you take it as a square, it says the diameter was 10 amas. So that means 10 by 10. So 10 by 10 amas, you have 100 amas on the bottom, and it said it was 5 amas high. So come to say, so you have 500 amas here, you have 500 square amas. That's what you have. If it goes up 5, so the bottom layer is 10 by 10, 100 square amas, and it goes up 5 layers, so you have 5 times 100 is 500 square amas. That's the Havim Minah is, it was a square. The Gemara Sung Neh Takasha, it was a circle. It was a gigas, it was a big barrel. But the Havim Minah said the measurement is like 191, it was a square. So Fet the Gemara, Kama Hevilu, how much do you have out of this? It was 10 by 10 by 5 high. You have Chomish Meya Gamidi. You have 500 square amas. Now, Letlos Meya Meya. If you take, let's say, the first, so the bottom layer is 10 by 10, it's 100 amas. If you go up 3 amas, so you have 3 amas high, times 100 amas, that's 100 mikvahs. So just using the three amas, the height, you automatically have a shear of 100 mikvahs, right? Because it's three high, and 100 spaces of each one's an amma by nama, so you have 100 mikvahs. So the moral, letlas meya, for 300 of it, meya, you have 100 mikvahs. Now, you have 200 left, the top two layers, you have two amas of 100 each. In Sret Gemar Kasha, lemeya v'chamish and chamshin. Look, out of the next 200, all you have to have is just 150 of them make up 50 mikvahs. Hey, so if 300 make up 100, so 100, half of that, 150, makes up 50. So chura, all you have to have then is 450, 100 amis would make 150 mikvahs. For the Gemara, b'yarbor meya v'chamishim sagi. It would have been enough just to have 450 square amis, and with that you'd have the cheshbin of 150 mikvahs. Obviously, how come the cheshbin here comes out to 500 square amis? It doesn't stim the cheshbin. And the Gemara poshed, Hani mili bribuya. That's good if the yam that Shemim made would have been a square, like in picture 191, then you're right. If it would have been a square, it wouldn't have to be 5 amas high. It would have been enough just to have 4.5 amas high. But since you have 100 by 100, so 4.5 high is enough to get 150 mikvois. But the yam was not square. The yam was a circle. So the Gemara, yam shos shloimei ogul hoya. But the yam, this big gigas that Shemim made, was a circle. So, michti, let's see now. Kama maruba yeser al ogul. How much is there more to a square than there is to a circle? In other words, how much do we have to deduct from the circle? Is revia. It's 1/4. There's 1/4 more to the square than there is to the circle. Oy bazoi li arba meya meya. So now, if you want to take the circle out of it, for 400 of the circle part, you have 100 mikvois, right? So, 400 of it makes 100 mikvois. Now, lemeya, you have 100 amas left. You have esrim chamisha. You only have 25 mikvois. Or the zoi. So revia, no, yeah, revia is liarba meya. For the 400 amas, you have meya. As we were saying before, the square 300 amas would make up 100 mikvois. So if you take off 1/4 of that, because there's 1/4 more to the square, so 1/4 less than that makes only 300. So out of 400 of the circle, you're going to have 300 mikvois. Hey, the arba for 400 arba meya, meya. Yeah. Now, the meya, out of 100 left over, esrim the chamisha. You only have 25. Is hani meya v'yesrim, Freddy Mark Hasha, b'zoye, hani meya v'yesrim v'chamisha v'luhu. Or b'zoye, you only have 125 mikvois. If you take away 1/4 out of the square, so the circle now becomes less, you only have 125 mikvois. You don't have 150 mikvois. So it's shver. And for the Gemara, Tony Rami Bar Yecheskel, Yam Shosha Shloimoi. The Yam that Shloimei Melech made was like this. Sholosh Ames Tachtoines Mrubas. The bottom three Ames were squared, like a picture 193, the middle picture. The Yam, the Gigas, the bottom three Ames Taka were square. So Melech, the bottom three Ames high, it was 100 amis there, so you have 100 mikvois. So out of these first three high amis, you have 100 mikvois. Now the top two amis, that was circled. So very good. Out of each 100, out of each amma, you only have 25. And you have two of them high. That makes 50. So now together, you have 150 mikvois. Again, look inside. And the Gemara, Tony Rami by Yecheskel, Yam Shos HaShloimoi, this Yam that Shlomo HaMelech made, Sholish Amis Tachtonis. The bottom three amas, the height of this gigis, was mrubas. Oy bazoi, you have 100 mikvois out of that. Ushtayim al yoynes agulis. And the top two amas, that was circled. Oy bazoi, yeah, so then it's very good. Then you have 100 from the bottom, and the top two, each 100 gives you 25, so together you have 150. So the Gemara, nehi di ipcha, loy motzes amrit. The opposite way you can't say. You can't say the circle part on top would be 300 and the bottom 200 was square. Because then you wouldn't come with the cheshbon of 150 mikvois. The svasay of there, the svasay ogog said. Because fakert, the pasuk says the svas, the rim, was round. So the kitzah, the top part of the gigas has to be round. Eleima, why don't we say fakert? Chodo. Eleima, chodo. Let's say maybe 400 of it was squared. And just the top amma was circled. How do we know to say the top two ammas were circled? Maybe only the top one amma was circled. And the Gemara, Chodol is Sakadaitech. One, you can't say like that. The Chsid, because the Pasuk says, Klom, Alpayim Bas Yochel. It says that this big gigus the Shlomo made, held 2,000 bas. Now, what is a bas? For the Gemara, bas kam heavy. How much, what measurement is a bas? How much does that hold? Sholos soin. A bas holds 3 soin. That's the measurement of a bas. What's the rayam? The posik says, Meiser habas min hakur. A bas is meiser from a kur. Now, a kur is 30 soin. That's what a kur is. A kur is 30 soin. So a bas is 1/10 of that. So 1/10 of 30 is 3. So therefore, a bas holds 3 soin. Kom to sois te hevele shisha alpe geruye. Of a zoi, this gigas that Shlomo Melech made held 6,000 soin. That's what it holds. It holds 6,000 soin. Yes, Rashi says, well, Melech is very good. It comes out, it says, Claude only held 6,000 soin. That's what the Yam held. It said it held 2,000 bas, and a bas is 6 soin, is 3 soin, so it's 6,000. So it's Rashi, the first one, the big lines, Rashi, Vova paim soin, shehein kufnu mikvois. That's 150 mikvois. Why dalad alofim have a meyos? 4,000 is have a meyos soyin. That comes out to be 400 a soyin. Shein kuf mikvois. That's 100 mikvois. Shom mem so, that each mikvah is mem so. Ve'yapayim so, nun mikvois. Another 2,000 soys makes up 50 mikvois. So the kids of the Postik says claw that the yam that Shlomo Melech made only held 150 mikvois. So therefore, that's the cheshbon, that the bottom three yamis was square, and the top two yamis had to be round. Because if you're going to tell me the bottom four yamis were square, there would be then more than 150 mikvois here. So since we have the cheshbon that held only 6,000 soin, which is a measurement of 150 mikvois, so we have to say that's the cheshbon of the yam, that the bottom three yamis were squared, and just the top two yamis were circled, was round. And then everything stems very good. Here. For the Gemara books, here by the Pasuk says, Machzik Batim Shalosh Alpayim. It says what? That the Batim could hold 3,000. Machzik Batim Shalosh Alpayim. It says the Batim held 3,000. Shrashi Machzik Batim Shalosh Alpayim. V'yam Shalosh Shalom Aksib. Divra Yaman. Zechor Tastira. We're saying it only held 2,000. Soyim, and 2,000 basim, which was 6,000 soyim, and the other pasuk says no, it held 3,000, more than, so not 3,000, according to stira, and the gemara, who lagucha, the two shiurim are no stira, lagucha means the overflow, like in picture 194, if you have a solid measurement, let's say you want to put wheat or flour in here, so the bottom pataka could hold 2,000, but there's another 1,000 that sticks up on top. On a solid measurement, it godish means it comes to a pyramid on top. If you measure with water, liquid, it overflows. Liquid water can only hold 2,000 bas. That's what one pasuk says. The other pasuk says that it can hold 3,000 bas, means if you measure it with a solid, with flour, then it goes a pyramid on top, another 1,000 goes on top. So Amar Abaya, Zokt Abaya, Shema Mina, from here we see, Hai Gucha, Telosa Hevi. Gucha means the pyramid that comes on top. How much on top could it become? It could become 1/3. It's 1/3 more. Gucha, tulasa heavy. Utanan nam, we learned the same halacha roskos here. It's like 1/3 more. There's 2,000 on the bottom and 1 on top. That's 3,000. So the top part is 1,000. That's 1/3 of the 3,000. So the gucha is always 1/3 more, or 1/3 to what's inside it. So tomorrow, tanan nami, we learned the same halacha also. Ashida teva migdol. If you're going to have a chest, or a migdol, all the type of kalim, kiveres hakash, or else you have the beehive made out of straw, the kiveres hakanim, a beehive made out of kanim reeds, bor svina, you have a ship, that inside the ship there's a bor, there's a ditch there, alexandris, the big ships, alexandris, they had a bor, is afa pi sheish lo shulayim, even though this bor has a bottom to it, vehein marzikois arboim so, palach, and they could hold inside it 40 saw balach. That's how big this bor, or how big the shita teva migdal is. Hey, this chest is so big that it could hold inside it 40 saw balach, if it's wet liquid, shehein kurayim the yovish. That if you're going to hold yovish, it's kurayim, two kurs. Now a kur is 30 saw, so together it's 60 saw. So you see, kalom, kurayim the yovish toyim. that it could hold 60 saw when it's holding a dry measurement. So you see, 60 out of 20, 60 out of 40 is again one third more. So you see this, you saw that the goydish, the part that goes on top, is one third more of what's inside. But it says these shedatei migdol, these kalim, if you have liquid, it only holds 40 saw. But if it holds dry measurement, it goes up another third that can hold together 60. Still, the din is torim. That means these kalim are not mekabel tumah. Since they're so big, they hold our boy in saw, it's poka the shem kli, it's not roi to mekabel tumah. That's what's negated over there. Rashi here. That's look. Torim zok Rashi. Lefisha gdoilim yoisi medai. They're too big. The ain't torim kli aleim. Shere ain matalt lemole v'rekim. You can't move it. Mole v'rekim. Therefore, it loses its shame kli. But these top Rashi's go through the measurements here. I don't know if you have to go through them. Rashi says the cheshbon. Rashi says a hani mili bribua. Im hoyim ruba would have been squared. Sheba erif v'rekim v'sodin. Should be amseis of ebi rutzuais shavus burn yud amos rutzuas lefrishis. Will be a square, then you have 500. Or be yamshes shleim was ogloi, was round, because they have ogloi soviv. The nimtza shein oruch haritzuas eser amos el ritzuam soyis. Only in the circle, only the mamish, the middle diameter is 10. The chol davar ogloi rocha v'yamsusa v'kotz lechot sodim. Any circle, the sides, the more you get to the sides, it becomes smaller and smaller. Semele michti kama ruba yesal ogloi revi, it's one quarter more. To kol igol, anything that's circled sheroch bayama. If it's an amma wide, yesh by hekiv sholof amis. That's what we like was saying before. If the diameter is 3, the circumference going around is 3 amis. Kedat like our Mishnah says. Now, v'mhoyim aruba, if it would have been a squared, like in picture 192, if it would have been a squared, the diameter is an amma. So if you make a square out of it, it will be an amma by an amma, then the circumference around the square would be 4 amis. V'mhoyim aruba, amma al amma, hoyim le hekiv dal amis. The circumference around the square would be 4 amas. Of course, it's an amma by an amma. L'chor ruach. Nimsa meruba squared. Yes, ralaga revia. It's one quarter more. Because the circumference of this circle is 3. The circumference around the square is 4. From the size of the square is one quarter more than the square. Hilkach. That's the cheshbin. Smell, everything comes out good. So the Mishnah Baita. L'chayayim sha'amru. That we have a din lechi by a movui. Lechayayim shom, that you put a stick on the side of the entrance of the movui, is goivin asar tvochim. It has to at least be 10 tvochim high. The rochvon v'uvyin kolshu. The thick and the width of it has no shear. A kolshu. Any little bit is still kosher for a lechi. Reb Yossi yayman, no, rochvon gimel tvochim. As we had before, Reb Yossi shiter is that the width has to also be at least gimel tvochim. It can't be less. So the Gemara. L'chiyayim shomru. Why did the Mishnah say loshem l'chiyayim mashm loshem plural? Mashm you have to have two lechis. Is the churu leima tanan stam like Reb Leza? Mashm our Mishnah goes down like Reb Leza. The yom l'chiyayim binan. That he holds a movi is only mutter with two lechis, one on each side. It's the marloi. My l'chiyayim l'chiyayim diyam. It just means like a talking of a loshem. The lechis you have all over by all the different movies. For the mori hochi, kaira namin nisni kairis. Why didn't the Mishnah before us use the Lashon Kairos? Oh, my Kairos will say, what do you mean the Lashon plural? Kairos the Almud means of all different movies, the Kairos you use all over. So the Mahachi Koma, this is what our Mishnah means to say. Oysan l'chiyayim, the lechi, shenech l'ku ben Reb Leza v'chachomim, ein achanami. Hey, some achleikis we had before between the Chom and Reb Leza, and the Chom said one lechi, and Reb Leza said you need two lechis, the halacha is, according to both of them, that it has to be goyven asar tfochim, that it has to at least be 10 tfochim high, and the width has no shear to it. For the Gemara of a Kamach Kolshu, what does a Kolshu mean? So Jvo speaks out because sometimes the Gemara in Chulin says, it says a Lashon of a Kolshu, and the Gemara says there means a Tefach. So even though it says Kolshu, sometimes a Kolshu is not Bedavka, Mamish, nothing. Maybe it has a shear. So for the Gemara here, what does a Kolshu mean? Does it mean a shear or nothing? And the Gemara named Tanya Rebbe Chiyon, Afilu Kuchut HaSarbel, even the string. Even a chut hasaba, the picture, a saba usually means that you tie the neck, if you have a dress, and the top of the dress you tie with a string, that's called a sarbel. So it means even a very small measurement, just the thickness of a string, is also kosher for the lechi. So it's more as a shita to say that the sapashid you mean, there's no shear at all. No matter how small the thread would be, it's kosher. There's a mod chashita that says no. It has to be at least a shear of a chut hasarbel.